Blog Talk Radio.
Arnold, and you are listening to Beauty Talk. Yeah!
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Janice, your host for tonight, Sunday, May 1st. Welcome to May, everybody. And again, welcome to Beauty Talk. Tonight, we are talking about products that we can't leave home without. And then for those of us who are professional artists, products that we can't work without. If you want to join the conversation tonight, you can give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Okay, and I see some of the our weekly listeners that are here with us every week jumping on the line. So welcome to the show, you all. And I'm going to turn it over to my sister, Denise.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Tonight's show is going to be exciting. I can't wait to dig right in. But before we do, I want to give you all just a little bit of beauty news. If you are in Atlanta, Makeup Artist Magazine is doing these pro events all across the country and actually all across the world, you know, mostly in the States, but also in Europe as well. If you are a pro card holder, these events are catered to you, but I do believe that you can still attend some of the classes without being a pro card holder. But here in Atlanta, May 15th, the event takes place May 15th, there's an Atlanta Masterclass event. May 15th, celebrity makeup artist Saisha Beauchamp has a master class. I believe it's all about highlighting and contouring. Her class is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay, then there's a mixer from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And then Cloutier Remix presents How to Get an Agent and Brand Yourself in the Makeup and Hair Industry, and that's from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. And there'll be some portfolio reviews with Michael Key and special guests during the classroom hours. So, again, you have a master class with celebrity makeup artist Saisha Beauchamp, who lived in the Atlanta area for a long time, and that's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then the mixer is just for just the mix and mingle. Again, it's 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And then Cloutier Remix presents How to Get an Agent and Brand Yourself in the Makeup and Hair Industry, and that's from 2:30 to 5:30. And again, portfolio reviews will be taking place during those class times. And this is all presented by Makeup Artist Magazine and Cloutier Remix. And if you want to get more information or to get tickets, you can go to makeupartistmag.com, or you can go to showclicks.com. That's showclicks.com/event/Atlanta Masterclass Event 2016. Again, showclicks.com, that's CLIX/event/Atlanta Masterclass Event 2016. And that's how you can purchase your tickets for the classes. But I do believe for the mixer, I think the mixer is only 25 and some change for pro card holders, I believe. And I think if you're not a pro card holder, it's like $30. Okay, and I think a couple of weeks ago I talked about the Premier Day Spa, and that takes place June 4th through 6th in Orlando, Florida. And I think I may have talked a little bit about some of the seminars that were going to take place at that event. So tonight I just want to briefly talk about, if I were to attend this event, some of the seminars that I would not be able to leave this event without having experienced. If you are a makeup artist and you want to attend some of the makeup classes, I looked over the catalog, and I think, you know, we see so much of the same things all the time. Sometimes when we attend expos and things like that, like, you know, some of the makeup type of expos. So I think a couple of classes that I found to be interesting, one was Nouveau Contour featuring Anita Dawn Jones. And this class is Discover the Beauty of Permanent Makeup. Now, I'm not necessarily into permanent makeup, but I think if I wanted to, you know, attend any class, I would attend something, I would educate myself on something that I'm not, you know, too familiar with. And in this class, you will be they will be offering a sneak peek into the world of Nouveau Contour's newest training techniques. Nouveau Contour is a global company, which means their training techniques are not only the best offered in the country, but the best available around the world. In addition, attendees will be able to explore the world of permanent makeup application. Individuals are able to practice with both new and current Nouveau Contour devices and products. So that's something that would interest me as far as makeup is concerned. Most of the other classes, of course, airbrush makeup, things like that. So out of all of that, I decided that Tim Tu's class would be something that I would have to take before leaving that expo. They have three different classes featuring Tanya Diemer, Total Airbrush from Head to Toe, Kit Building 101, Airbrush Makeup Simplified, Advance Your Salon Makeup Business. So I think those are three very good topics within airbrushing offered by Tim Tu. Again, it's Total Airbrush from Head to Toe. Tim Tu will show you how to conceal, perfect, and enhance your skin and hair with the one fast and easy airbrush makeup system that delivers flawless results. Also, Kit Building 101, which is the airbrush makeup simplified. No more lugging heavy suitcases of makeup with you to makeup jobs. Simplify your kit by adding Tim Tu that will allow multiple level of coverage for any skin types, tones, and occasions. Advance Your Salon Makeup Business is the airbrush is the most requested service in salons and spas. Learn how to take your business to the next level with airbrush services. Join Tim Tu to advance your airbrush and makeup business. Again, I think that's an important class in the makeup category. Lashes and brows. So, you know, everything is all about lashes and brows. I mean, everywhere, all over social media, it's all about lashes and brows. And so, of course, people are definitely, you know, eyelash extensions are the main thing that's being talked about when it comes to lashes. Or, you know, you just have these, like these faux mink lashes, like the strip lashes. So everything's all about lashes, lashes, and lashes. So for me, being the esthetician that I am, I thought what was more important for me besides attending a class on how to do lash extensions or, you know, how to, like these brow extensions and all that kind of stuff that's out there now, or becoming, you know, better with grooming brows. For me, what was important, I thought, like I said, being the esthetician that I am, that there are estheticians out there looking to add different services to their service menu, for me, lash and brow tinting was a topic that was important. Now, this is something that I've done for years, tinted lashes and tinted brows, and it's something that I'm still doing. And this one company, Refectacil, which is a brand that I used back in, you know, in my aesthetics training, and it's a brand that I use today. But Refectacil Sensitive is a new version of this particular lash and brow tinting product. And they are offering a class on exactly just that, lash and brow tinting. And Refectacil is the global market leader in lash and brow tinting. Perfectasil Sensitive is a patented breakthrough innovation in the market of lash and brow tinting. Perfectasil Sensitive offers a perfect color solution for those who appreciate optimum skin compatibility with new mild coloring based on plant extracts. So basically, this is a milder version than the version they had out years ago, which, you know, some salons still use that version. But this Perfectasil Sensitive, again, like I said, it's a product that I use now and a product that I actually love. I really love this product. I haven't had any complaints with using it. But if you're not familiar with the service, then I think this is a great service to offer. I'm not exactly certain that you have to be a licensed esthetician to use it, but I think you should be licensed. Whether you're a cosmetologist or an esthetician, I think you should definitely be licensed when you're using it, especially when you're talking about applying to someone's lashes. I don't think applying it to the brow is that much of an issue, but when you're applying it to the lashes, it can be a serious issue if something happens or the product gets in someone's eyes. But two really good services to add to your service menu. So those are some of the classes that I would probably attend if I was attending this business. And then one last one, Ardell Lash Brow Studio. They have a lash and brow intro class, which helps you to boost your profits and expand your clientele with their simple lash and brow intro class. So basically that will probably go into more of how to apply like strip lashes and individual lashes, which to me, although lash extensions are very popular, although everybody loves them, I love them. The only thing is some of the glues that are being used are so harsh, they really irritate people with sensitive eyes. So, again, let's go back to what we know, and that's lash, strip lashes, individual lashes, which I think work just the same. The only difference between like the strip lashes and the individual lashes, when you apply them, they may not last, of course, as long as the lash extensions. But I'd much rather have someone allow me to apply or individuals and know that they may have the individuals for a week or so and know that if they come back to get them applied again, they're not out a lot of money. Whereas when you get lash extensions, you're coming out the first time around $250, then 2 weeks later for refills. Because most people who apply lash extensions nowadays, they don't want you to wait 3 or 4 weeks. So what they do is if you come in 2 weeks, they'll charge you $50 to refill them. But if you wait 3 weeks, then they charge you $75. Then if you wait any time longer than 3 weeks, they're charging you another $250. So I think you got a little better going with the individual lashes or the strip lash. So that's it for me.
All right.
Can you not live without?
Well, before that, I just wanted to add to the beauty news. May 18th, which is this month, the North American Hairstyling Awards will announce their finalists. So that's going to be on May 18th. And then June 4th through 6th is Premier Orlando. And the show that you were speaking of is taking place right along the same time as Premier Orlando. I think they're going to coincide together.
They are.
Yeah. And then save the date for January 28th through 30th of 2017. It's the International Salon and Spa Show in Long Beach, California. That's always like a very big, big show. And then July 23rd through 26th is PBA Beauty Week in Las Vegas. Now, for those of you who don't know what PBA is, PBA is the Professional Business, Professional Beauty, Association. You know what? I got stuck when I said business, and now I'm thinking of SBA. But anyway, PBA is Professional Business Association, and they're having PBA Beauty Week July 23rd through 26th in Vegas. And that goes on during the same time as IBS Las Vegas, which is June 25th through 27th. And speaking of, you know, if you were to attend the show, what classes you couldn't leave without taking. And so I just wanted to share if I was going to IBS Las Vegas, which is also another great show, they had like three different categories. It's the business side of beauty, nail art and trends, and then makeup artistry and income. And so from those three categories, some of the classes that I would definitely have to take before leaving would be building and growing a successful business. Booked solid. So these all fall under the category of the business side of beauty. Building an exceptional customer service culture and brand. And I think that's very important for people who have a who sell products and have a service business, you know, like in a salon or spa.
Right.
And then another one is know your numbers, simple math for nail salon owners. And I think what you could learn from that could be applied to, you don't necessarily have to have a nail salon. It could be a salon that offers nail services, and you still take that. Micro Salon 101, Basics and Beyond. Then there is Eyebrow Extensions Hollywood Style. The Keys to Retail Success in Your Salon and Spa. Retro Classic Beauty. That's always a good one. And then How to Succeed in the On-Demand Beauty Marketplace. So some of those would be great great sessions to sit in on just to learn a lot about. The classes that I picked out were mainly about business in makeup and business in nails and just the business side of beauty in general. And there was only two classes that were more application-type classes, which were the eyebrow extensions and the retro classic beauty. But just a quick note, I think it's important when you attend these shows to not go just for the product. You know, go on the showroom floor, you see all the great product and you're buying product. Of course, that's what we're going to do while we're there, but I think it's always important to take advantage of the classes, especially if it's free. If the education is free, I would be in everything I could possibly be in, trying just to learn and get caught up on what's new, the trends, learning new products. It's always important to take the classes. And I think for some licenses, depending on what state you're in, it's also a continuing education credit when you attend these shows. So,
right.
So if you don't live near, you know, if you don't live close to some of these places, just think that if you spend the money to travel there and go, then it could be a continuing education credit if your state requires that. All right. So just wanted to share that, give an update on what's going on around the country with beauty shows. But speaking of products, the other day, excuse me, I put out on Facebook, I did a post on my sunscreen for my face. And correct me if I'm saying this wrong, but the Chantecaille, is it Chantecaille?
Yeah, Chantecaille.
Okay. The sunscreen from Chantecaille, which I bought from a local beauty boutique here, but you can buy it online. It has an SPF of 50. And I put a post out talking about I can't leave home without it. And then I went on to say that how important it is to wear sunscreen. And I talked about, just being protected from the sun, how the damages of sun. You know, we love to get out in the sun because I love the sun myself, but we also have to make sure that we have sunscreen not only for our face but for our bodies, and we have to make sure that we're protecting ourselves. Even when we don't see the sun shining, we have to still wear it. And then there's the issue where some black people don't think that sunscreen is for them. And I went on to explain that for those people who don't understand, sunscreen is not suntan lotion. You know what I mean? So I just went on to say how important it is to be protected from the sun. And that post turned into something. When I posted the picture, I was basically just talking about pretty much this is my one product that I can't leave home without. You know, I love that product, that type of post. But as I was posting it, I started just talking and rambling a little bit about, you know what, we need to be protected and we need to know why we need to be protected and that kind of thing. But sharing that post led me to want to share just other products, things that I like to use on myself at home that I don't like to leave home without, as well as things that I like to use in my professional kit that I don't like to work without. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be sharing that information. And if you have products that you really love and you want to share, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. We're not just talking makeup. We're talking hair. We're talking skin. We're talking nails. Any beauty-related product that you like to use on yourself, and if you're a professional, then, you know, products that you like to use on your clients, things that you love to carry in your kit. And I already just talked about my facial sunscreen, but while we're talking about sunscreen, I love the Ultra Sheer Body Mist sunscreen from Neutrogena. And I always get an SPF of 50. And I like that one because it's easier. I just spray it on. It's not a whole, you know, it's not all this rubbing. And it doesn't leave a white film. And it's light. You know, it's not something that I have to rub and rub and rub and rub on. So I really like the Neutrogena Ultra Sheer Body Mist sunscreen. One of my other favorite products that I just cannot go without is my eye cream by Tibiant. You know, I've tried eye creams from loads of brands, but it was something about that one when I tried it. What is it? Maybe 2 years ago, I think. About 2 years ago. Yeah. They sent us some products to try, and one of my favorite products from that line was the eye cream. I absolutely love, and that's like the one that I like to use all the time now. So my sunscreen for my face and body, as well as my eye cream, those are the things that I love to make sure that I have on every single day. I don't wear lip liner every day, but if I were going to wear lip liner every day, I love the lip liners from OCC and then some a little cheaper ones like NYX and City Color and, you know, some of the different brands that you can get from the beauty supply. I love them as well because, one, they come in, they have lots of shades, and they have several shades of brown. Not everything is, you know, dark, not every, you know, it's just several shades of brown that will, that you can use on several different skin tones. And I pretty much prefer, not to put it out like this, but the MAC lip liners break me out. So I'll wear a lip liner from any brand, honestly. But these are some of the brands these are brands that I mentioned that I just think has great colors. And you can, you know, you can just get some great colors that you could wear all over the lip and use it as your lip color or just as a lip liner. But, like I said, I don't wear lip liner every day, but if I did, I could wear almost anything except MAC.
Right. So go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that I can't work without, one of the products that I just can't work without, like I have to have it, is Mario Badescu's Rose Hips Nourishing Oil.
Mm-hmm.
The nourishing oil, it's lightweight, it absorbs quickly, and it's useful for, like, dry, flaky, sensitive skin, but I use it on all skin types. I use it on all skin types. It can be used on combination skin, dry skin, sensitive skin, but I use it, I use it for everybody, especially people who may be experiencing breakouts. Now, I know it sounds funny when I just say it's good for dry, flaky skin, but sometimes when people are experiencing breakouts, what do? They try to put some product on it that's going to dry it up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all skin needs moisture. All skin needs hydration. So I like to put that even on breakout, even when it's something, you know, brand spanking new, like very new breakout. I like to put the Rosehip Nourishing Oil on it, and you give it a couple of days of putting that on it, and it's gone. And I know you might not believe that, but trust me when I tell you. I'm not telling you that this is going to cure all your breakout. I'm not saying that. But it will help it. And I will not do, like, you know, our television shows or movies or anything. I will not do one without it. I even notice a difference in my own skin when I don't have it. So that's one product that I mean, for me, I can't live without. I actually need more right now. But I cannot work without this product. I cannot work without this product. And also Mario Badescu's rose water spray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's refreshing. You can use it to set your makeup. I've never used it to set makeup, but I always like to use it to refresh makeup. When makeup is getting a little too, let's say if you're you know, using a little too much powder, you know, you can kind of refresh the makeup with your rose water. Also, I like to use it when I'm starting to do a makeup and I'm using my beauty blender. That's how I wet my beauty blenders, with the Mario Badescu rose water. You know, if you're on set and you're doing touch-ups, and you don't really want to manipulate the makeup too much, but you kind of want to refresh it without really spraying it, I like to just spray my beauty blender just a little bit and then kind of blot it, and then use that on the face to kind of refresh the skin just a little bit. Love those two products from Mario Badescu. Those are must-haves for me when I'm working.
Yeah.
Must-haves.
Yeah. Definitely.
It gives the perfect amount of hydration.
Right. And I was going to, speaking of them, I put that down for work, but also for my personal self, the Mario Badescu, any serum that they make, I
yes.
absolutely love.
The vitamin C especially. The vitamin C,
yeah.
especially. If you're experiencing, if you have dark spots, I'm not saying that this vitamin C serum will totally get rid of your dark spots, but I'm saying that it will help. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I'm saying it will help to get rid of those dark spots.
Absolutely. Also, for my personal, I don't like to travel without my Voluspa candles. And I also like to use them for work as well, like on the makeup trailer. Those are one of my absolute favorites. And then when I want to wear my hair curly, I have like three products that's my absolute favorite. I mean, I try a lot of different ones for curly hair. But I absolutely love the Mixed Chicks Leave-In Conditioner. That's like one of my all-time favorites. And then, and you can get Mixed Chicks just about anywhere now. You can get them in Target, beauty supply stores. You can just about get them anywhere. But also, speaking of Target, I love John Frieda, which you can get at Target, has Frizz Ease Dream Curls Styling Spray. I absolutely love that. And then from the beauty supply, you can get this product called Lotta Body Moisturize Me Curl and Style Milk. And it has a coconut fragrance, which, oh my goodness, is so creamy and it smells so good. Like, you sometimes just want to eat it. But those are like three products that I really love personally for my hair when I wear my hair curly.
I'm sorry, my phone was on mute.
I was like, I can hear you, but I couldn't hear you.
What were those brands? I know you said John Frieda, and what was that other one? The
first one was Mixed Chicks.
Mixed Chicks, uh-huh.
And then the John Frieda.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one was Lotta, L-O-T-T-A, Body. It's called
okay.
Lotta Body.
The one you were saying with the coconut.
Yeah.
Smells like coconut.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. I know what you're talking about.
Three of my favorite ones for personal use that I absolutely love. And I can't speak about hair for professional use because I don't do hair. But one of the things that I don't like to leave home without is my Oral-B nail treatment. So if I'm not wearing nail polish, I like to wear the Oral-B Tough Cookie strengthening treatment that I would just put on my nails just like as a hardener, and that's it. But if I'm wearing polish, I like to use the Oral-B Bonder, and it's the rubberized base coat that they have. So I don't
they
like
have
to leave home.
Good polishes.
Yes, they have great polishes. I don't like to leave home without that. But professionally, speaking of Oral-B, like you said, they have great polishes. But and I'll just use the show that we just wrapped as an example. But we just wrapped off of Survivor's Remorse for the Starz Network, and we have three principal actresses, and they like to wear their nails different colors each episode, and it takes about 5 days for an episode. So anywhere between 5 and 7 days for an episode, and they like to change their polish every episode. Now, they, you know, started off by just going to get manicures, but now they, seems like within this season, and it started last season, but especially this season, they, you know, they'll come and they'll do their own nails. So what I did was we kind of stocked up on some two-step gel polish colors, and one of my favorite brands to get that two-step gel color from is Oral-B. And they have the Oral-B Epix, E-P-I-X, colors. And it's just the color and then a top coat. And these seem to work out very well. And then one of our actresses, she really loves the Sally Hansen Miracle Gel. And that's also a two-step system. It's just the color and then a top coat as well. And you'll get like... you'll get a good 10-day wear out of both of those brands. So those were some of the things that I kind of, because we tried using them this year and I saw how well they worked, that's something that I'm definitely going to keep on hand for the girls on the show. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we have a giveaway tonight. I meant to mention this earlier in the show, in the beauty news, but we have a giveaway tonight. I mentioned once before the Makeup Artist magazine, and on the cover, it's a beautiful African-American model that was made up by the one and only Valente Frazier, the model's makeup man. So I will give away this issue tonight for the very first person who calls in and tells us, you know, what they can't, what products they can't leave the house without. And this is issue number 94 of Makeup Artist Magazine, issue number 94, and this is cover 2 of 2. Usually, here lately, Makeup Artist Magazine does 2 covers. One is a special effects cover. And one is a beauty cover, and this happens to be the beauty cover of issue number 94. So I am willing to give this away. It's still in its classic cover, so it hasn't, the actual issue has not been touched by anyone. So it's brand spanking new, and again, it's the Valente Frazier cover, the model's makeup man. So if you are interested in winning this beautiful magazine from Makeup Artist Magazine, then please give us a call and let us know what products you can't leave home without or the products you can't work without.
Cool. And speaking of nails, one of the things that I don't like to leave home without doing is making sure that my cuticles are not dry. So a lot of times it just means cuticle cream or oil, or sometimes it just means a really nice hand cream. And Orly does an argan oil hand cream that's really nice for the hands, but it's also very moisturizing on the cuticles. Deborah Lipman does a really nice hand cream that has an SPF in it. And so it takes me back to the very first thing we were talking about tonight, and that's the sunscreen. You know, we talk about the face, we talk about the body, but we have to also remember we need it on our hands. So think about it when you're out there, that's why a lot of times you see signs of aging in the hands and we're not even thinking about our hands. But think about it when you're out there buying lotions and things like that for your body. Think about getting something for your hands, something totally separate, because we tend to use our body lotions on our hands. So think about that when you're buying lotion for your body to see if you could buy something for the hand that has a sunscreen, but then it's also helpful to your cuticles. You know, you could try to get all things in one. And there was a product brand, and I can't think of the name off of the top of my head. We had them on the phone, and they talk about, they make anti-aging hand products. And I'll figure it out before we get off the phone. But they also make a product that my sister and I love to use on set. excuse me. It's a product that we love to use on set. And for controlling oil. And I cannot think of the company's name.
Is it by Skin?
No, not that
the
one. I was going to mention that. Not the Orchid Gel. I was going to mention Orchid Gel later, but it's the...
Dermalect. The Dermalect.
Dermalect. Yes, thank you. Dermalect. They had a product that... we were using a lot to control oil on some of our actors, but they also do a lot of anti-aging hand products, hand and foot products. So it'd be good to check them out because you could definitely get something that has sunscreen in it that's good to use on your hand and cuticles.
Oh.
Also, this is an old one, the product. Cindy Watson, makeup artist Cindy Watson, she had a line called Color by Cindy Watson, and I'm not sure if she's still doing it, but I need to reach out to her to find out if she's still developing products for that line. But she has a no-color powder, which works well on all skin tones. You know, it has a really light texture. It feels good on the skin. It doesn't, you know, makes dark skin look ashy or anything like that. It's a really nice no-color powder. And I really need to reach out to her to see if she's still doing it because I'm going to need a new one soon. But
it's not white.
No, it's not.
It's a lot of no-color powders. Yeah, it's not like white.
Yeah, so that's something that I love to keep in my professional kit because sometimes you have to, depending on what brand it is, you have to be very careful with some of those no-color powders.
Yes, yes. Yes.
For my barbers out there who are listening, I like to use... Marcus Harvey, who was on our show not that long ago, he's one of the barber stars. he put me down with the magic clip cordless clipper from Wall. It's very light. If some clippers that you pick up are very heavy, and if you're not used to using, you know, I'm not a barber, so I'm not used to using those heavy clippers. But he put me down with the magic clip cordless clipper, and I absolutely love it from Wall. So for those barbers out there, if you don't know about it, you should. But that's one of the things I love to keep in my head.
Speaking of barbers, Marv the Barb tweeted earlier, I can't leave home without my clippers. Those are my money makers. So thank you, Marv the Barb, for sharing that. So he can't leave home without his clippers. They're his money makers. So if you're a makeup artist, what can't you leave home without? Call us 914-803-4399.
Just to kind of piggyback on what Marv said, now when you think about it, if you're a barber, if you leave home without your clippers, it's almost like you can't work for the day. So as a makeup artist.
You have scissors. There's still people doing makeup.
Yeah, but think about it.
Barbers shave. They use razors. They use straight razors.
Yeah, I know. But think about it. Most barbers use clippers. And I'm pretty sure if he didn't have his clippers, maybe he could make do with some other things, but I very seriously doubt he would, because some of those clippers are for fading. Some of those clippers are for things in particular. So I was just thinking about makeup artists. If you leave home without your brushes, that's how I'm equating it. Like when he said clippers, maybe he can make do with something else. But makeup artists, if you leave home without your brushes, what are you going to use? What are you going to do? I can't go to work without a good set of brushes.
That's true. But I guess going back to Marv, I guess the question now would be, which pair of clippers can you not leave home without? Like, which brand's clippers can you not leave home without?
Right.
And for me, as far as brushes go, I absolutely love my London Brush Company brushes. So I can't leave home or do a job without my London Brush Company brushes, as well as Royal Langnickel. I love a lot of their brushes, especially for applying foundations. And I love their lip brushes. Their lip brushes in their Moda collection are great.
You know, I love OCC's brushes.
Mm-hmm.
I have like two sets of those, and I always look for them. You know, when I'm, especially when I'm like working on a trailer or something like that, and I'm kind of setting up things, and I'm normally pulling out several sets of brushes, and I always look for my OCC brushes as well. But, you know, like I said, I love the London Brush Company brushes. I love the Royal Langnickel brushes. But I also love the OCC brushes. I just love good brushes.
Right. Now earlier you mentioned eye cream, about not being able to live without eye cream. And you mentioned, what's the brand? Tibiant. Tibiant is out of Hollywood. It's a brand from the Tibiant Spa in Hollywood. And I love their products. And you're right. I love their eye creams. I love their serums. Oh, my God, I love their serums. But one particular eye cream that I can't live without, luckily I still have some, from Mario Badescu. I know I always talk about their products, but I really love that brand, Mario Badescu. And another brand, I mentioned Vitamin C earlier, Vitamin C Serum. Another brand's Vitamin C Serum besides Mario Badescu that I really love is Oz Naturals. Check them out, Oz Naturals. I love their vitamin C serum as well. But Mario Badescu has an eye cream called Special Eye Cream V. So basically, if you think about your eye and think about if you're patting eye cream onto your eye, think about patting in a V formation. So one at the outer corner, one in the inner corner, and one below the eye in the center, like just making a V formation. Special Eye Cream V. And you don't have to use a lot. It is a little, it's very creamy. I don't want to say it's very oily. I'll just say it's very creamy. So you don't have to use a lot. But it's really good for adding that extra hydration under the eye, that extra moisture. And it's, I like to use it a lot overnight. Overnight is when I like to use it so that it can kind of set in that eye area. And when you wake up in the morning, you're fine. You're ready to go. You don't necessarily have to add an eye cream. But again, it's Mario Badescu's Special Eye Cream V. Mario Badescu, you can purchase, of course, online. You can purchase from Ulta. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe you can get Mario Badescu in Sephora as well.
Yes, you can.
If I'm not mistaken. But you can definitely get it from Ulta.
And earlier when we were trying to figure out the name Dermalect, you mentioned the Orchid Gel by Skin.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the ones that was in heavy rotation this past season on Survivor's Remorse.
Yes.
We used so much Orchid Gel, it wasn't funny. But the great thing about it is we really controlled the oil this season very well.
Oh, yeah.
And that,
yeah.
That played a big part.
Let me just say this, just kind of somewhat off topic a little bit. That's the thing. When you're talking about a person who has oily skin, skin care, it's not about how much powder you can put on their face to kind of keep them from shining. It's about controlling the oil on the skin with skincare products. And that's just a tip, not just for makeup artists or, you know, estheticians, but also for just your everyday woman. If you want to know how to control the oil, you have to control the skin. So you have to do that with skincare products. For so many people, I sometimes see people on Instagram and they're doing these selfies, you know, and they're not wearing any makeup. They're doing it, you know, like the naked selfie. But, you know, you see there are other selfies and they have a face full of makeup. The face is deep. And then when they take the makeup off, you're like, oh, my God, all of that was under there. You have so many women, especially African-American women, and not just African-American women, but women of color who have a lot of discoloration that they're dealing with. I'm not even going to say they're dealing with it because they're not dealing with it. They're not doing anything about it. All they're doing is covering it up with makeup. And it's so sad to see because it can be cleared up. It can be cleared up. I think a lot of people spend more money buying makeup products, and all they have to do is spend less on the makeup and use that money to buy skincare that will take care of their skin, even if it means you have to really put out money on decent skincare. Do that.
Absolutely.
Clear up your skin. Then you can use the makeup. You won't even need as much makeup. But I hate to see someone who covers their face with so much makeup because they're covering up dark spots and discoloration. It makes no sense to me. It really doesn't. The same way, you know, and some of these people are bloggers that I see. So the same way you're getting makeup products to blog about is the same way you should focus on getting skincare products. Because really, you could give a great testimony for how well, you know, certain products work on your skin. I mean, you can journal that whole process from day one of using a product and how you look at the end of the product or how you look after using maybe two bottles of a certain product. But you have to take care of that skin. You have to. All right, back on topic.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous.
Well, still on a skin topic for my guys, you know, I don't like to use the same moisturizers that I use on women that I use on men. Not saying that it's a whole lot wrong with it or anything like that, but I just like to use products that's specific to men.
Right.
And one of my favorites is the Jack Black Facial Moisturizer. The ingredients are organic. It's paraben free. Mm-hmm. It's fragrance free, which men like. You know, they don't like all the fragrance. And I just really, I really love that that moisturizer. Works really well. Jack Black. And a lot of times when I'm not using Jack Black, I'll use, it's at the tip of my tongue, Noir, in the brown bottle. Look at this. A young
lady
out.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know exactly. And I believe,
mm-hmm.
And I believe some of her Solo Noir, that's what it's called.
Right.
And I think she's out of Chicago, but if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that some of her products are now in Target, I believe. Not sure, and it may be some Targets just in the area where she's from. It may not be nationwide, but, of course, you can get it online. It's called Solo Noir. I absolutely love that on black men's skin. I use Jack Black on everybody, on all men, but for black men, I like to use Solo Noir, you know, or the Jack Black. But I believe that she kind of targeted black men when she developed that line, you know, because a lot of the issues that they have with their skin, she considered that when developing that line. So I know that we had season one of Survivor's Remorse, we had some actors who had problem skin, and I'm telling you, I would give them something from her line. You know, we would treat the skin every day at work, but we would give these to actors who didn't necessarily go through the skincare regimen at home. We would give them her Solo Noir products, and I'm telling you, they absolutely loved the products. They loved it better than the products that they were using on the makeup trailer at the end of the day, cleaning their faces with something else, but go home and use her products. And they actually loved it, and her products actually helped to clear up whatever issue they had going on. And a lot of the black men have problems with, you know, the razor bumps and things like that, and discoloration.
Mm-hmm.
And her products really helped clear them up. And I was just like, you know, next season we definitely have to load up on some of her stuff. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I wanted to also mention, you know how that, like, remember the big highlighting and contouring craze, you know, everybody had a highlighting and contouring palette that was out, and most
right.
of the palettes,
excuse me,
say that again?
No, I was just coughing, you said excuse me.
Oh, I thought you said something before then. But everybody had a highlighting and contouring palette, and most of them were creams. Well, I was in a beauty supply when the season first started, and came across the
mm-hmm.
NYX Highlight and Contour Pro Palette, and it's is it 12 shades? I can't remember how many shades. Either 10 to 12 shades, but they're powders, and
mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it for highlighting and contouring, but I also love to use those colors for natural eyeshadows.
Nice. Let me tell you,
since
you're talking about highlighting and contouring, a palette that I discovered this season on the show that I absolutely cannot do a job without, especially when you're talking about highlighting and contouring for women of color. These palettes I absolutely love, and they're so cheap. But they're so good. Me, personally, I like it even better than the NYX one, but you have other uses for that NYX besides highlighting and contouring. But the Black Radiance contour palette. They have one, I think it's light to medium and medium to dark, I believe it is. I absolutely love that palette because it has like, I want to say like three, maybe like two or three contour colors and one highlighting color in each of them. So I have both of those kits, the light to medium and the medium to dark. I absolutely love that from Black Radiance. I'm actually digging Black Radiance right now. I love those palettes. I think I'm going to tweet that.
And actually, one of my last things that I was thinking of as far as what I like to work with, I don't have tattoos personally, so I don't use it on myself personally, but Dermablend, and I've heard, I know you all heard us talk about it before, but Dermablend has great tattoo coverage creams. And we like to use the ones that's in the tube. They have a very creamy texture, and they blend easily. I love it. And not only is it easy to blend, but it blends evenly as well.
Right.
And they say it conceals up to like 16 hours. Now, I've never had to use it on a person who had to like be on set for 16 hours straight. Mm-hmm. But it covers you when you put it on, let it dry, it's done. There's really no need in touching up if you've let it dry, you know, well. It doesn't transfer onto your clothes, you know, and it doesn't smudge. So that's the thing that I really like about it. It doesn't smudge, it doesn't transfer onto your clothes, and it lasts. Sometimes if I have a person that's, like, extremely dark, and that color range doesn't go extremely dark, sometimes I'll use the darkest color that they have, and then I'll go over it with, you know, like another cream color, like a cream foundation or something like that, especially on someone who, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, if they're working in the background and they're just background actors, I may use that combination on one of them versus one of our featured actors. So
right.
It works well with other products, and it's very, you know, easily blended and evenly applied. So I absolutely love it. I talk about it all the time. Those are pretty much some of the products that, you know, I've used year after year that I love. The NYX Highlight and Contour Palette is something that I just came across this year, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the Dermalect only for a short period of time, but not the Dermalect, but the Orchid Gel, but I really love that as well. So those are my products. I know we kind of like talk you guys' head off telling what we liked, but we have like 2 minutes left, and I have a caller, so I'm going to bring the caller on really quickly.
Hey,
hello.
Ladies. How are you?
Good. Who's calling?
Okay, my name is Stacy. I'm calling from New York City.
Hi.
Okay, I have two quick questions for you, okay? My first question is this, okay, I noticed that anytime I use, like, over-the-counter lipstick, okay,
mm-hmm.
a few days later, my lips become discolored. So what's the best lipstick to use?
You're saying when you use colored how? Like, what do you mean? Does the lipstick stain your lips?
It doesn't really stain. It just kind of gives it a rash.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm allergic to lipstick, and this has been going on for like about a year now.
It sounds like you're allergic to something in the lipstick. So maybe discontinue using those brands, and maybe you have to find ooh, it's maybe trial and error with with the brands. You know what I mean? With the brands that you that you're trying.
Mhm. Because I did. I tried MAC, and I also tried something from the Bath and Body Works, being
mm-hmm.
that I didn't have any type of animal fat, any type of animal ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
In it. And the same thing happened. So my next step is I'm going to the dermatologist to see what's going on.
Right. Yeah. That's the best thing at this point.
Mhm. Okay, now my second question is this, and I know you're almost out of time. I'm thinking about doing my hair in the fusion hair weave. And can you tell me, I might be saying it totally wrong altogether, but could you tell me, does the fusion, does it pull your hair out, or can you give me any advice on how to maintain it or if it's a good idea to get it?
Well, I've never had one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have someone in particular that's going to do it for you?
Yes.
Okay. Do they have any suggestions on whether or not you should get it, or how do they feel about you getting it?
Well, basically, the same question that I ask you, I ask that same person, and basically they're
mm-hmm.
saying that that there's a new glue that. You know, that has been, there's a new glue, and
mm-hmm.
that's used on the hair. Okay, I'm saying it all wrong because I really don't know about hair weaves. But she said there's a new glue that's on the market and is really good for the fusion, and she said it doesn't pull out your hair. That's what I was told.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Why not? So basically, you're not going to be getting a sew-in. It's not going to be sewn in. It's going to be glued in.
Yeah, it'll be glued. I think what it happens is that it's glued, but it's not glued to the scalp. It's somehow it's glued to the hair itself. So,
mm-hmm. Well, do you not want to have it sewn in?
I don't think I really want to do a sewn in. The only thing I like about the fusion is that you can do more things with it. You know, you can do wash and sets, you can do a relaxer if you want, and you can kind of keep it in your hair up to about 4 months. Opposed to the hair weave, then I would have to probably get my hair done over maybe like every 6 to 8 weeks. And I don't really want to go Steve anyway. I don't mind doing a partial, but full weave, I don't feel old. I'm sorry. I wouldn't feel right.
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask the hairstyles about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
go
ahead.
So I was going to say, do me a favor and email us your address.
Okay.
Mailing address, and we will send something in the mail to you, and you can try that and let us know how that works for you. And but definitely go to the dermatologist and
uh-huh.
see what you can find out as far as what's going on. But make sure you keep a list of those brands that you're using that's not working,
uh-huh.
and even take those brands into the dermatologist when you go.
Okay.
Maybe do a little research online about the ingredients that's in each of the lipsticks, and maybe there's a common ingredient that's causing irritation and causing discoloration.
That's
so definitely if you if you have pen and paper near you.
Sure, hold on. One
I was
going
okay.
Okay.
And then also, in your email, ask your question again about the hair again, because I'm going to get a professional hairstylist to get the answer for you.
Okay, that sounds excellent. Okay, so what's your email?
All right. Okay, send your email to beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. So beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. That's girls with an S.
Okay, girls with an S. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
So I'll get the email out tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, girls, have a good week, and thanks for taking my question.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
And I just wanted to quickly say, Sharon Tina Brightman on Twitter said that she can't leave home without her red lipstick. Her favorite is Russian Red by MAC. All right, and that will do it for tonight's show. This was fun. Actually, we're going to have to probably do a part two of this because I just like to hear what other people, what they like, and then there's like our caller tonight who had questions about, very good questions also, as well, about...
That would really be a great... that would be a great show to just have a show where people can call in with their beauty questions.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Maybe maybe we have a panel of hair, makeup, nails. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People from hair, makeup, and nails to just be on and estheticians to just be on a panel and have people call in with their questions.
We'll see if we can.
I think
that
would be a great show.
I like to
absolutely. And how did you hear about our show tonight?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I was off. I thought I was unmuted. I'm so sorry. I am actually talking to the TV now. I'm sorry. I listened to different shows on Blog Talk Radio. But this is not my first time to your show. I listened to you guys a few weeks ago. I just don't press the number one button. That's all.
Gotcha.
I think it would be a great idea if you were to have a question and answer show where the callers can call in and ask questions. Because I'm not really into hair weaves, but I just wanted to do something different. So that's why I asked. Yes.
All right.
Well,
send that email.
We'll
get it answered.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You too.
I'm definitely hitting the number one button now.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We're going to have to work on getting that show together, and we'll see if we can pull it together really soon. But thanks again for tuning in and for your support, for those who called and listened online and on the phone, rather, and for those who were listening online. Thank you and hello to our callers who will be listening from the playback. And then we're just shouting out our listeners in Nigeria and in London and in Australia and all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. So, as always, thank you for your continued support. Have a wonderful evening and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Are you from LA? Are we from LA?
She dropped.
Okay. If you come back to listen to this show, Stacey, we live in Atlanta.